come in tonight. Usually out here, as far as I know, about the last 6, 7, 8 years. Well, thank you. Straighten my neck out now. All right. I claim to be a contactee, and I do not expect anybody to believe me. I was taken on board ship when I was 4 years old, and I went through my window in my bedroom, and the screen was in. And I went through, never damaged the screen, and down below with little mechanical animals, stuffed animals, so I'd be entertained. After that, I don't know what happened. I could make up a lot of. I'm a good writer. I could make up a lot of stories. I never had any remembrance except one thing. I had a chip in my left ear till I was 18 years old, and my dad noticed I was highly clairvoyant. I could read what he was reading in the newspaper when I was 7, 8 years old. I could tell what he was doing. So there is a remnant of without me yet inside of my brain bath box, what's left up here. Now, here's the picture of the gal that I've known. And she's a lot prettier than when I sketched her here. I was going to do oil on her and really bring her out. And she is the one that comes out here. As I said, she runs a group, a squadron of UFOs, the dome type thing, and I've got a picture of it right here about what she does. Tim Hildebrandt took a picture of this at Pewaukee Lake, and this is what she's flying about. Although it's a higher dome ship than that, they vary an awful lot. And she's a Pleiarian, and that's from the Pleiades star system. Now, have I ever seen her? Yeah. I'll tell you how I see her. At night, it's like, do you ever have dreams where you looks like you're looking at television? Well, that's how I see her. So, I mean, there's a lot of you people. How many dream like that? In color? See? Okay. Not many, but... yeah. So... I have an experience in flight. I had 156 hours. I don't know if I have it here or not. I just got to bring a picture out. Didn't have it, the airplane I'm building. It's an old French, here it is, French airplane that I'm building. And I can't afford to buy one, so I'm building one. And have I got it? Oh, here it is. No, I don't have it with me. I just wanted to prove it to you that, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not looking at stars out there or lightning bugs. I don't know. I judge distance very well. She, tonight, she doesn't open up to me too much. She's got a short fuse, for one thing, and tell me off if I want too much, but the sighting we had about 4 years ago, and I know that Sandy knows about it. It was the disc with the three luminous bluish spokes coming out of it, with two white lights on each spoke. Well, I was sitting down by the lake here on the steps going up to the pier. I said, well, what's going to happen? And she's more or less told me, shut up. We're working. We're getting something together. And, I shut up. So I've talked to some Air Force guys from Canada, and they said, well, when's anything going to come up here? I said, well, I don't know. I just talked to a contact. And they were laughing like hell, you know, and I didn't mind. But they showed up at 11:30, and she said, we'll be here after 10:30. Well, now from the light side, I heard... they got some good information that thing was, if, correct me if I'm wrong, to evaluate us mentally, wasn't it, the crowd? Isn't that what you heard from them? Well, from the group on the ships you get on?
One of the fireworks, I'm not sure if I remember it, is that one.
Yeah, that's what I, she didn't tell me that. But from what I think, Bonnie, maybe you've been more concise about it, she said, that, yeah. They're down here just to see what makes the crowd tick. And that's apparently what they were rigging up. And that was it. And then it went over down here, came over this building here. It was a diameter would have had to be about, I'd say about, maybe 150 feet, more than that probably. And it was quiet and just kind of just drifted, and then it drifted down this way. You saw it too, didn't you? Well, anyway, she did another thing. And this was about 2001. I got the picture in here. And incidentally, here it is. These were six of them that came in. And she said, look, I did something weird. I prayed the Lord's Prayer. She's religious. She's found Christ, believe it or not. And she did it before, but she doesn't have this concept that, well, if you don't find Christ, you're going to hell or anything. No, she just found a better concept, belief in the spiritual being. And they believe in something higher than that also, the spiritual belief in a God personage throughout the whole universe of everything. And Christ never said he was a God of the whole universe. And he said, why do you call me good? There's only one that's good. And that's what he was talking about. So then she said, okay, now you just wait. That's all I ever do with her. And she said, we're going to give you a sign. She can verify this in case people think I'm pulling her leg. Look, I don't lie. I can't lie. I tell you, when you most people who fly won't lie, because you can't lie when you fly. You just can't do it. It's the most dangerous thing you can ever do, and because you can't get away with anything. You can get away with something driving a car, but they never in one of those contraptions. So anyway, she said, look, you just wait. Suddenly, from north to south, came a bolt of lightning, horizontal. Remember that? After that, it was raining. One orange orb dropped down. Now, I say an orange orb because the crafts, when they travel, they change color. And what had happened, it's the ionosphere around the craft causing by the ionization of the air that they use with their whatever it is. Some people say it's a crystal motor or something. I don't know what it is. And here's what happened. The six of them came in and they looked like that. And then there was a little girl. She shined her flashlight at this one. We got a picture of it right here. These three over here went over here and they did an aerial ballet. You remember that one, don't you? Now, I got information also from the light side and said that there was a little dispute between the six of them or something like that, was it? Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, yeah.
Not really a dispute, but three of them were for one group of people and three of them for another.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling Sandy before I went on. There are different types of UFOs. Some are benign, some are benevolent. The group that Sandy's with, they believe that they'll help us, but only so far because it'll take away our free will. She's saying, and Blamer's nuts to that, and she uses more expletive language than that. She says, you people have no free will today, and you're being taught that you have free will, and when you don't exercise your own mental abilities to take it in your hand by yourself. But we are going to help because you're on the verge of going over the cliff, and it will affect us. I don't want to reiterate, repeat myself. I think I told you she come out. That group plunges into Lake Michigan, and it's up in the Upper Peninsula, but they get down here across the Sheboygan, and they can go underwater, but usually they fly different places and they go down there. People see this, the airlocks open up, and it's like a cauliflower on top with the air bubbles. The floor opens up, and there are cities under Lake Michigan to blow your mind, bigger than New York City. And that's where she's been for quite a while. How old she is, I don't know. Billy Meyer had something like I have. And she looks similar to this. And I did this because before I ever saw some depictions of Billy Meyer's Samyazi. So, getting on to Billy Meyer here, just to interject this, one day I'm having trouble with my phone. I pick my phone up and I hear something on it. It sounds like German, but it ain't, because I didn't talk English until I was 5 years old. And so this one guy was talking for about a guttural sound like the German, and then he stopped. He was talking for about 3 minutes. I just happened to be dialing somebody, and all of a sudden, he said, Samyazi. Well, there ain't a darn person over in my whole neighborhood there or city file that knows who Samyazi is. And that really shook me up. I mean, really, yeah, shook me up, plain words. So I have another thing here. Now, you might think they print the Playboy magazine the Playboys, but no, they don't. This is from Mars. Let's see what they got here. Here's another shot that. Hildebrand took with the beam coming out of it. Let's see what I got here. This is a picture that I found. When I opened up the book, did somebody run up? It was a picture of a nude woman. My good grief on Mars. And here she is. Now, I got Mariner 9 book out of the library. Excuse me. And I opened the book up and sat in my easy chair and stand back. And I'm an artist, and I see things quicker than a lot of people. Not I'm smarter, it's just you get that way from painting. I thought, what the heck? This is a picture of a woman in it. Here it is. That's a picture of Mars. Mariner 9 took that one. There was no comment about it in the book, though, at all, which is, they always do it. They never commented about that animal I showed you. And that's usually how the thing goes. Now, I don't... Here's another picture of on the moon, the thing that they took a picture of. It's a legit. It's from NASA. I don't know, Sandy, if I got time to do this. I have from the website of, he isn't on there anymore. He went to the computer thing. Anyway, his name is Frankly Speaking, Frank Whelan. And I was talking to him, and I said, now, Frank, look, I can tell you why. It's about time I'm talking to you that I do this. I'm going to get you some UFOs down in Arkansas. Well, what part of Arkansas are you in? Well, you know, I said, I don't know, in the Central Park or something. Well, I said, look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to try and get this woman's name is Iviata. I'm going to get her to bring her group down there. Incidentally, she was down recently in Peru with 16 of her group. Another thing, the women usually run things there. They're usually the head of the squadron, and like I say, they're short fields. I can tell you stuff about it. The debate she has with her my guardian angel, called Max, that's weird. I don't expect you people to believe half of this, but I'm telling you the truth. I fucking do. And so, I said, Frank, I'll try it. Well, sure as heck, and he hit my guts. Sure as heck, not really, but what I said. I said, Frank, how's it going? Did you get the UFOs? She said she's going to be down there. He said, yeah, they were down there, about six of them. 40 miles north, west of me. And he said, yeah, it made the newspapers. It made the national newspapers. Now, I have this stuff. I was on the Bill Belcher show out of the big one, out of Cincinnati. And I'm on there one night, and I was going to call him up. Pretty soon, you're going to have UFOs all over. So I'm on there one night, and I didn't get a recording of this. And all of a sudden, I hear people calling in from California to Indiana, Minnesota, all over. And I called and I got on. I said, you know, I was going to tell you, but I could never get on. And I said, tell you what, Bill. Tell you what, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to try and bring him into Cincinnati. Now, this is all documented. So I hang up, and the guy called up right away. He said, hey, this guy's got something. As soon as he hung up, here's this big cigar-shaped object going over. And then Bill said, yeah. He said, there's something outside of my window here on the east of me. And he said, they're all outside looking at it, three of them. Well, okay, that's quite a thing. And Bill, I had his chat rooms going like hell, and Bill really, oh boy, I could do no wrong. All of a sudden, Bill could not have me on the radio no more. And you know, Big Brother stepped in. So CIA, FBI, or what, you know. So I don't want to take up any more time, but you guys want to hear this signals I got on the Frank Whalen show? Is there an outlet here? Or?
Right on the floor by the
little
chair.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm just going to plug this in here, and you have to be a little quiet. It's pretty good, though, but... Oh, wait, I don't know what... I don't know what I can put on here if I'm going to screw something up here. I... This one? This one? This one? No. Under the white one? Oh, I see. I didn't see what it was. All right. Okay. Now, this is by no means the first time I've done it. I've done it in... Phoenix, Wisconsin, where I had a talk show for about 8 years, and until they finally threw me off. One guy was a strong Republican, and I really was not. And the guy who runs it, or the, whatever. And then I did it on a show by the name of Ira Cassell in Los Angeles. And they got the whole works. Ira never thought he would, and it really... backfired on it. People were hearing stuff like a chipmunks come over there, radio and the whole thing. But anyway, here it is.
About? I don't know. The address on the website. I've never been to Texas, so I don't know.
Is that connected with you? You're broadcasting from here or what?
Yes.
Sounds like Texas.
That's where my producer is.
Yeah. Well, this is
there's one.
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Uh-huh.
What was that?
That's Eve. That's
for us.
Well,
why didn't she just call in?
Did she hear that?
I hear something, but I mean, I can do it too. We do. That's me.
That isn't what I heard.
Well, I know, but I'm just...
That must be funny, because I'll call up for you too if you talk to me. Now, Eve, we got your signal. Now, he wants me to get something down around the microphone. Yeah, boom, I'll do it.
Okay.
Like once again.
All right, well, Thomas, keep your eyes open. Bob, I appreciate the call, and I think we can rely on our good buddy there in the studio is there to let us know if he sees something.
I told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a picture of you.
Okay.
Hear that?
Yes, of course. Hear it. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? Like I said, man, my take on it. Do I think extraterrestrials are real? Anything not born here would define it, fit the definition of extraterrestrial, and that would include, of course, God and anything else. But again, do I think they're benign? No. Not myself, no. But, you know, hey, I'm always open to the opportunity of being wrong. So.
They're
benevolent.
That's
what they are. Right.
Hey, you want to sing a little song, Eve?
What's the
hell she sings?
I don't really want her to sing. We got calls waiting.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Randy in Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Yeah, the signals were analyzed. They were not feedback. And the guy that owned, he said, I don't know what they were, but I never heard nothing. What?
Speak into the mic.
Oh, I should speak into the mic. Okay, all right. I'll speak into the mic. How's that? You all hear me? You get enough of this BS for tonight, or? I can't sing. I was a damn good saxophone player and a clarinetist at one time. Could have went with Jan Garber's orchestra. Now, I had all the airlines, I had to go home. I was playing another band, and my dad was sick. I had to go home. I worked with Lawrence Dugal's Red Raven Orchestra for a while. And, I played with Ron Harvey up in Fond du Lac, and Gene Iyer, Bob Malata. I usually was pretty good. Drank a little bit. Still pretty good. Still drink a little bit. He's got some good beer back there, folks. He's got that dark Berghoff. That's good. $2 for a pint. A little wound up tonight, to be told. Today, right? You got me? Okay.